Welcome to the sermon podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Pankos, and I recently graduated from Great Valley High School this past Friday. And will be attending Cabrini University in the fall to study nutrition and exercise science. I feel prepared for this next phase of my life in large part due to the guidance and nurturing I've received right here from many of you. PPC has welcomed me and my family so openly and lovingly, brought me some of my closest friends, and brought me more confidence because of the many opportunities I have had to get involved. Having the privilege of mentoring a confirmation class, being a leader for VBS, speaking on Youth Sundays, doing a children's sermon, sharing my statement of faith, talking about my newsletter post, and many more, I've received compliments and kind words. This reinforces what a safe and non-judgmental environment this is with people who truly care about everyone's individual journey with God and want to encourage them along the way. The reassurance that I can be 100% myself allows me to grow and have faith in who I am and where I'm at in life. Even in this pandemic, I know that I have my church family right alongside me, with Maddie and Brian doing everything they can to try to make youth group as normal as possible, considering drastically different circumstances. My prayer partner, Hattie, who never fails to send me a card on my birthday or during a special event to let me know she's thinking of me, and watching all that the staff has done to bring us worship services every Sunday, reminding us that we will get through this with God's grace. The past few months of sermons have encouraged and helped me find joy in times that it may be easy to lose sight of the important things in life. It has made me realize how good God is and how He has a perfect plan for our lives, better than we could ever imagine for ourselves. The past couple months, I've been able to be joyful and consistently find the good in life. To me, it is really important to surround yourself with people who lift you up, both in your faith and your outlook on life, especially in church. This church has brought me some of those exact people. Those people who make it easy to smile and laugh. Those people who love the Lord in such a devoted and unconditional way. Those people who make me feel good about where I am in life, but are also helping me to become better, stronger, and deeper in faith. Romans 15:7 says so beautifully, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." I think that this church embodies Christ so well in that way, being that welcoming, loving community for every person who desires it. A few days ago, I was reading a devotion that really stuck out to me, titled Too Young. It talked about this 13-year-old girl who felt too young to be part of her church community, feeling overlooked and as if her thoughts and opinions were insignificant to others. I thought about our church, and which is the exact opposite of that, and how if this is the last thing anyone in our community would want a follower to feel. The mission of this church is ending relational poverty, making sure that all ages have a voice and contribute to the church decisions. This is done through six packs, which include people of varied ages who all spend time growing in relationship with one another, encouragement to get many teenage volunteers for events like Race for Refugees, Vacation Bible School, and many, many more. With getting all generations involved, this church is able to spread the love and goodness of God all around the world. Starting here in the Paoli area all the way to Belize in Egypt. So for all of this and so much more, thank you. Thank you for being so loving, so devoted, and so welcoming. You've taught me so much and I will take this with me through the rest of my life as I continue to grow, learn, and live the life Jesus taught me to live. I will miss you all next year, but will make sure to visit as much as possible. I am so blessed to be part of your church family. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jack, and I'm a graduate from the Great Valley High School. And while I'm only just beginning my experiences into the real world, it never fails to amaze me that so many people seem to have everything planned out from the start, and that they have these cookie-cutter dreams they're not even what they fully desire to begin with, because they are obsessed with something else entirely. As said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "Dear children, keep yourselves from idols." It is said as a reminder that John wants us to know that, hey, you are all getting distracted from the big picture. Stop fantasizing about everything and come live in the moment, because what has already happened cannot be changed, and what is to happen is completely unknown to everyone other than to God. And he made us this moment for us to live in. Well, I'm struggling to incorporate this into my life because I have a plan for college, and that plan goes past college itself. That's just the first step for it. I'm stuck idolizing this future at college. Because of that, I'm missing out on parts of today, missing out on seeing what the world has to offer. I also find myself dwelling on the past, but I'm letting myself dwell on it too much. I'm getting fixated on idolizing what could have been changed. And with this, I'm finding myself in my life saying, if only I had changed this, or if only I had done this, missing out on what is happening now, instead of focusing on the journey of what life is taking me through. The journey is something I wish I had learned to value earlier, because it is a skill to value life in the moment. It's not about the final destination. It's about the path you take along with it. It is hard to value the journey. It's a skill that takes practice, and you see the timestamp, meaning that their journey has already happened, and it is in the past. It is irrelevant to the present. While it may be a valuable moment that other people want to share, it just seems like a kick to me, something that says you're not focusing enough on the present. These people that are stuck with valuing themselves based off of other people's goals and achievements are stuck in the past of other people's lives. They realize that that person has a different life without knowing that they are going through troubles and hardships as well. They don't know what their life is. They don't know how much they are, who they are, or how they are. It turns into a, if only I had this happen to me, I would have had this outcome. These idolizations manifest into a form that hides itself as goals for the person to take to reach their dream goal in the future, set of steps that are clearly laid out in front of them today by God. And through all of this, I have learned most of it through confirmation and church. What is not mentioned about it a lot is that the retreats we go on, while they seem very slapdash schedule, they are very well thought out, because we are always stuck in the moment, always living through God in the moment, because we are so filled with stuff to do at the time, we can't think about what's happening in the future. So we're stuck living in the moment with God, and with God's grace, and with the guidance from other people to help us see that we can do this. And through this, we learned how to help guide others, learning their own beliefs because we had been taught from those before us. We are unintentionally passing down the light that the other people have set before us by living in the moment and acting in the present. Where are you with your journey to understanding your faith? How much have you pushed your own beliefs? How much have you lived in the moment this week? As said also in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. While Isaiah is messaging others to forgive and accept the past and to let all go under, Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 states, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And with this, it seems like an untampered present with an unfiltered confidence that we lead a path for God through forgiving and accepting the past while acknowledging the future will have its own. While this might seem like a nuance to some people because they have these very good dreams, they have these goals that have steps laid out in front of them for them to hit each and every single time, it doesn't go to say that today is not the day to forgive and accept, because today is the day for all your daunting and haunting memories to get by you. You want them to go under. Today is the day to change what happens tomorrow. Today is the day to live and stay in the moment. While this all might seem crazy, even Winnie the Pooh answered properly when Piglet asked him what day it was, Piglet answered, it's today, and Winnie the Pooh's answer was, my favorite day. Thank you all for listening. I know it's a little bit short, but I appreciate everyone, and I hope everyone can do well with this daunting times of quarantine, and I hope we can all let it by in the past.